Hey everybody, welcome to Module 1, Video 6, Overview of this course. So the purpose of this course is really to cover the most common conditions that are seen in 75 to 80% of functional medicine clinical practices. So we have a year-long version of this course as well, where we go into many, many more conditions and in much greater detail. And for those of you that really want to take your functional medicine training to the most advanced levels, we do recommend that course. But the original inspiration for creating this course came about because we were having our practitioners request that there was a short kind of down and dirty type of model, type of course where they could go in, they could get a lot of information without spending a lot of time, and they could be able to apply that information and help a lot of people right away. So the purpose of this course is to just, you know, set the expectation here is that we're going to give you a lot of information. We're going to help make it very easy to implement and integrate this material into your clinical practice. And then for those of you that want a much broader version of this course, when they want to understand, those of you that want to really understand HPA axis dysregulation and the details of liver detoxification and what to do in metal scenario, what to do with mold toxicity, what to do with complex GI cases, what to do with hormone imbalances. So the things that are not covered in this course that might come up in your functional medicine practice, we do cover in the advanced course. So just be aware of that. So for success in this course, make sure that you have a Zymogen account. All the protocols we are giving you, and we're giving you the exact protocols we've used with success in our clinical practice for the variety of conditions that we're talking about, and they are all using Zymogen products. So make sure you talk to your local Zymogen rep and get that account set up. Also, set up accounts with the lab companies. We'll go through the details of those on this next slide. That's going to be really important because we would love to see you testing for some of the conditions we're going to talk about right away. So we see the people that have success are usually the people that are fairly quick starters, and they are taking action with running these labs while the material is still hot in their brain, and that really helps to solidify that information. Also, make sure you take the quizzes with each module. So each module is going to have quizzes associated with it. We want to make sure that you are assimilating this information. And since this course is a primarily self-guided course, we want to make sure that you are understanding what we are explaining to you, which is why we've created the quizzes as a check and balance system for yourself, so you can truly make sure that you are actually assimilating and getting the information. The lab company accounts we recommend creating are going to be three. One, Vibrant America. Another company that actually works really well too, in addition to Vibrant America, is a company called Viridia. So Viridia Labs or Vibrant America give amazing, amazing blood panels that cover anything from cardiometabolic markers such as advanced lipid profiles and advanced metabolic profiles, looking at sex hormones, looking at adrenal hormones, looking at a wide variety of inflammatory markers and iron metabolism disorders, as well as all our basic stuff such as thyroid and CMP, CBC with differential. And the reason we love Vibrant America and Viridia so much is they work with insurances really, really well. And when insurance doesn't cover things, they offer very, very low investment for patients. So it's a great way of getting a lot of information for very little price. And the other thing that they do is they have a guaranteed low price. So like Viridia basically says that they will take as little as $25 for hundreds of markers, so that the total price being $25, that covers hundreds of markers. So if insurance doesn't cover, we can tell people that their max out-of-pocket expense, if insurance doesn't cover, even if they haven't met their deductible, is only $25. For Vibrant, it's a little bit more than that. For Vibrant, we can oftentimes get things more in the $150 to $200 range for people, but still dramatically cheaper than going through a common lab like LabCorp or Quest. Dunwoody Labs, another lab that will come up in this course. Dunwoody Labs, we use them for a variety of things. In this course, we're going to be talking about the advanced intestinal barrier assessment panel they have, and going over intestinal permeability, histamine intolerance, and a little bit of signals from that lab that can point us to the direction of SIBO or other bacterial infections from that lab as well. So Dunwoody Labs, definitely get an account with them. And then Aerodiagnostics. Aerodiagnostics is who we use for SIBO lab testing. So as we do this course and we talk about small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, the labs that we're going to be showing you are done through Aerodiagnostics. So if you want to use, for easiness sake, the same lab we do, just so you can easily interpret and look at the lab results and they look familiar to you, we would suggest putting together an account with Aerodiagnostics. So the next video, we're going to look at general treatment considerations for the body. So in general, what are we thinking about at the very beginning of getting somebody started for the body? So we will see you then.